What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And today we're talking some more insurance-related items.
Mm-hmm.
Today we've chosen to talk about having a, what we call a family insurance update.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I wish we could sit down with every customer we have and go through this list. What do we think about, some customers are more, I guess, receptive to sitting down with us and talking, and some don't want to be bothered.
Right.
I'm one of these people, mm-hmm. I don't want to be bothered. So
right.
If somebody calls me and wants me to ask a question or take a survey, I ain't doing it. It's just me. And that's not a good attitude, I understand. But isn't that kind of the way I am, Kathy?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have today a list of what we have in our agency for, our update for just a checklist or update to make sure that people are hopefully covered properly. And a lot of times in insurance, you're just trying to get information, or it's an information game, and try to decide, if somebody is covered properly. So it's good to, have a checklist, and because people don't think about things, and sometimes the agent doesn't either, to be honest with you. So it's good to have something to go through and have a checklist. Inherently, like I said before, I'm not somebody that wants to do this. I don't want to take my time. I remember a time that Kathy, I bought a life insurance policy, and the people called me up, and I didn't really want to talk to them. And Kathy, I rarely ever take a bath, but Kathy hands me this phone, and I'm in the bathtub, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like getting hotter and hotter, and I don't know why it couldn't wait, but anyway.
They said they had to talk to you.
Well, so I was in the bathtub. I don't know why Kathy does this. I take a bath maybe. I mean, I take a shower a day, but I take a bath like once every 6 months. But anyway, I took one. I don't know if I was hurting or whatever. And so they're recording me on this phone line, and I'm sitting there with my phone in my hand getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And I'm like, I got a guy that's bathtub. And they're asking me all these annoying questions I didn't want to answer. And so I get up, and I'm trying to balance the phone and also pull myself out of the tub. And guess what? I was sliding in this big kersplash.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to know that I wasn't – I mean, it was like – it was –
Well, I didn't think it was going to take that long, so I thought, oh, okay.
So it is. I get it. It is kind of annoying, but at the same time, it's very important to know your home is, for most people, your largest asset.
Yes,
I mean,
it
most
is.
People have worked. I mean, you got a 30-year mortgage sometimes. We hope you don't have a mortgage, or maybe a 15-year mortgage, but a lot of times people have paid 30 years their whole working career to be able to pay for this house. And then mm-hmm. when they end up having it, they don't really seem to be concerned about the house, like they do their 401k plan or whatever else. However, this could be their largest asset.
Right.
So we want to protect that asset. We've had many discussions with customers about, we've had a surge in the cost of build material. So
yes, we have.
A lot of our insurance companies are trying to raise the coverage amount because they don't want you to be underinsured either. But when you raise your coverage, that means more premium. So people complain about that. We had a customer just this week that he finally agreed to go ahead and raise it. He didn't want to pay more money or didn't want to raise his coverage. But the fact was he was underinsured by $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be in a situation like that where somebody has a claim, do we, Kathy?
No.
So on this checklist, this is our homeowner's checklist. First question, we have about probably 20 questions or so here. Like I said, I'd like to be able to ask everybody these questions that, that does business with us. Actually, it's 34 questions. So, number one is, have you made any additions to your home in the last year? And if so, what is the value of the additions?
Right.
So, why is that important for obvious reasons, Kathy?
Well, because it might, if we're not aware of it as an agent, licensed agent, you basically... you could possibly miss some value that we don't have it actually in your replacement cost estimator, or, they have it as an older roof or, as opposed to a newer roof, that's going to be a big difference if there's a claim.
Okay. So next couple of questions are very similar. Have you recently remodeled, redecorated your home, or do you have plans to do so? That's
right.
Something we'd want to know as an agent,
right.
Correct?
Right. So I mean, if you got new cabinets in your kitchen cabinets, and maybe you have granite now, or you have different maybe you had carpet and you put hardwood floors, the difference in these, you know, replacement of these different items or how you've actually specialized your house can be different from when we had a claim.
Nobody thinks about calling their agent a lot of times when you do upgrades. Right. Number three, if you have a basement, have you finished it out in the last year?
Right. That's a big one.
What do we do?
We finished ours.
So we had a partially finished basement. Mm-hmm. We had a, I guess you would call it a
garage.
Built-in a garage. Just, you know, you drive in underneath the garage.
It was a small one.
It was too small.
That's why.
And so we decided this would be a whole lot better space if we were just to get rid of the garage. And we put in a place for it's very nice for Kate's mom and dad. And they come up. They've got it's a washer and dryer. And they got a sink and kind of a kitchenette. It's got a microwave. Mm-hmm. And so they've kind of got their own space down in the basement where we can be upstairs. And they can kind of feel independent.
Right.
They sit there and watch Fox News all day, right, Kate?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So here's a question. What is the present value of your home excluding the lot? I often like to ask a customer what they think it should be insured for. I mean, and then, you know, there's confusion over different valuations of your home. You can look at it, in my mind, three different ways.
Right.
One of them is the market value, which means what you can sell your house for, what somebody's willing to pay for the house.
Right.
Then what we care about being an insurance agent is we want to know what the rebuilding value is. We want to know what it would cost to put your house back if you had to hire a contractor, buy materials, and build your house back. The third valuation, that the one that we do not like, is what's called the actual cash value of your house, which means the depreciated value. So if you've got a roof that's 15 years old, if you're looking at what the depreciated value is, which is a cash actual cash value, that roof loses value every year.
Right.
So we do not want to have a policy that is covered for actual cash value. We want to write a replacement cost policy.
Right.
So that's a good question. Now, Jim, we had this week is the insurance company inspected his house. The valuation came back a lot more. He was not happy with us because he didn't want to insure for that much, but yet we know it's underinsured. And, you know, for him, from his standpoint, it was kind of like, well, you already had me with a company. I've got it insured for this amount, and now you're making me insure it for more. I thought that you were saving me money, but now you basically switched me to something else, and that's not what I want. And so we worked it out with him. Sometimes people will take hearing it from maybe a friend or relative. So we'd ask him, have you got anybody that you know that's a contractor or builds homes? And just ask around what they think it's worth. And, you know, I think if you were to get a per square footage amount from somebody that you know, you might take that better than somebody hearing it from us.
Right.
Because up from a third party. It's kind of amazing people take insurance advice from their neighbor instead of the licensed agent sometimes as well.
Right.
But they're probably going to get the same thing we're telling them already is that,
right.
you know, it's going to be, you know, it could be anywhere. Starting nowadays, $200 a square foot at the minimum could be a good value back when it might have been 125 10 years ago. So things have increased, and we don't know the future if they'll continue to go up or go down. We just don't know that. Okay, Kathy, question number five. Do you have or have you had a home security system installed? So why do we ask that question?
Well, because you can get discounts on your homeowner's insurance if you have a you know, it's either a central fire, burglar, you know, alarm. Most carriers will want it from an actual, you know, like ADT, something like that. I know a lot of people have Ring right now, but Ring's not really
so we can get you a discount.
Yeah, but it's really noticed this as is much a, as the other.
One of the risk management things is we can hopefully to reduce the loss.
Right.
So if you can can't tell the story, we've already told the story, but tell the story about what we saw just a week and a half ago about the guy that had cameras in his house. That I thought was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, so we, you know, with all the different types of weather that we had, the, you know, the extreme, you know, it was for us to get below zero here was really something. So we had a customer that we know who basically had his customer notified.
He's a plumber.
Yep. Letting us know that he was at Florida. I think it was Florida, and he doesn't have a secondary home here, and he could see his house was flooded.
From the inside.
From the inside.
He had interior cameras.
Yeah, he
and
had.
And he looked at the camera to check on his house, and there's water running out his ceiling under the pool table. And he would have never known this without having those,
right,
those cameras.
Right, so we're now recommending, especially people that are seasonal or secondary or renting or whatever, that you have cameras somewhere in parts of the house that you could see if there wasn't. But he actually had video of it, and he could see it inside. We typically, most people will have it on the outside, but that was probably the first time we've seen people actually on the inside was able to determine there was a claim in their house. So that was something we might want to encourage everybody else to do.
It's pretty amazing to see that video. Okay, so we're going to go to break here, and we're going to talk about more about the coverage checklist that we have and trying to determine somebody's needs. So I will be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore, and my wife Kathy Moore, and we're on our show called Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore. I'm with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. One is in Blairsville, Georgia. We're right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building. We're not actually part of the bank, but we're in their building in the section, separate section of the bank. So come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizik, Greg Buchanan, and Cindy Odom. They'd like to help you with your insurance there in Blairsville. Then we have a location in Hiawassee. It's located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, right there in the Town Trace brick building, red brick building there next to the hospital. Come by and see Rose. And lastly, our last location is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, right there on Highway 64 West. You are right next to United Community Bank there. You can come by and see Mandy Sosby, Vaughn Hobbs, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Emily McKeon, and of course Mark and myself were there at those locations. Typically start our day there and go to the other ones as well. Then we have a location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's right there in Murphy on 64 as well. You can go by and see Velda and Heather Temple. They are right past the Arby's there on the main drag. So come by and see them for your insurance. There's needs there in Murphy. And lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, division of More Insurance. We're right past the main light there. If you can go past there, there's United Community Bank. We're in the middle of that, in the Burger King right there. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb. They'll help with your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge. Also, you can check out all these different podcasts on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can also request a quote there, and you can learn about our agency. And it also will go to the other websites for the other locations, so the other entities' names that we have. You can also like us on Facebook.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. So today we're talking about a family insurance update for your homeowner's policy. Again, my name is Mark Moore. Kathy and I are independent insurance agents, which means we have more than one company. We can write with multiple companies. So we do evaluate different coverages that certain companies will give with their policy. Some, not all the same. Some give broader coverages or higher coverages. So it's good to know the differences, but that's what we do. So going down the list here, we've already been through several things before the break about, you know, we're trying to, it's an information game, trying to determine what somebody, or at least offer them options for what they may need, or you know, people don't know what they need.
Right.
So until you go through this, then it's good to be able to know that you may not want to buy insurance for a certain thing, or at least you need to know if you don't have it.
Right. We're trying to avoid exposure, of course, as an agent, and we want to make sure that we've got everything covered, because we want you to be covered in a situation where there's a claim, and also be able to put you back where you were prior to that claim. Yeah. So
nobody asks about the premium after time of loss.
No.
So you want to be what your coverages is.
Right.
It's good to ask what your coverages are before a loss, so you'll know.
Correct.
Number 6 on our list is, do you have a swimming pool? Mm-hmm. Why is this important?
Well, for liability purpose,
okay.
You have more exposure if people are at your house or kids or They want to make sure that it's, you know, of course, fenced.
But most carriers, obviously, require, all of them require a fence.
Right, they want it fenced.
I got one customer one time that the carrier agreed not to require the full fencing.
Right.
But even to get a CO for your house, when you've installed a pool, you have to have a fence.
Correct.
In fact, we're going through that right now. We're waiting on some fencing to come up to get our CO.
Yeah, that's been another problem, too, is just, you know, getting the supplies of getting a fence. You would be surprised how long we've waited. We've ordered fencing, and you need to have it, and it takes a long time to get here.
And it's not cheap.
It's not cheap either. It's not cheap at all.
So that's something you need to let your agent know. I think having an endorsement on your homeowner's called equipment breakdown is a good thing to have for your pool, because you've got all those pumps, and if there's some kind of power surge, that coverage is for that particular loss of a power surge.
They're
called equipment breakdown. That's a good thing. It's also for your HVAC system. It's good to have that as well.
Yes.
Number seven, do you own a dog? That's the question.
Yes.
So why are we asking that?
For liability purposes as well, because if your dog actually bites somebody, of course, even if they come on your premises and they bite them, they can have a claim against you for that.
We've had a show on that before.
Yes.
So some carriers will not, there's a blacklist of dogs. They will just not insure certain dogs. Another carrier I've got will insure them, but they're going to give you like a limited coverage for liability, maybe $50,000.
Right.
So that's something to know. Sometimes it's good to just get rid of a dog if it's going to be a liability issue.
Especially as one that's not friendly for the insurance,
Or has bitten before.
Yes.
Number eight, do you own a second home? Well, why is this important to know, Kathy, of our agent?
Well, some of our carriers will write the primary. They'll extend liability to the secondary. And, of course, these things we kind of need to know. Plus, if they have a lot of assets, we also like to make sure that they have an personal umbrella, because they have a lot of exposures and they have a lot of, you know, risk there. So that's always important to have.
The thing we've had that's come up before, and I'll just go and tell you it is, it's Allstate. So we had a lot of customers come up with from Florida. They've got Allstate in Florida, and so we're writing their secondary home up here in, say, Blairsville, Hiawassee, wherever.
Blue Ridge.
And the liability is extended off of their coverage in Florida up to here. So we've got a policy sitting here with no liability because it's insured in Florida.
Plus, the umbrellas are written where the primary home is. So what happens is they now cancel that policy in Florida. Then they don't have that liability
up here. So that's what's happened. We have to watch that very closely. They had Allstate in Florida, and for whatever reason, they've either switched companies or maybe Allstate pulled out of their area. And now we didn't know this because we're not the agent in Florida. We're the agent up here. And we're thinking there's liability coverage that's coming off of the Florida policy.
Right.
Well, since that policy's been canceled, now that they have no liability.
Right.
So I think it's a good measure for us to try just to add it up here anyway.
Right.
Technically, you're kind of paying double for that. But what if?
Right.
And then the liability is not that expensive anyway. So I think it's good to just go ahead and write it. But that's something we need to know if you do have a second home. Do you own rental property that tenants occupy? Why we need to know that, Kathy?
Well, because if that's another exposure, when you have different people that are living in a house that you own, of course, they need to have their own contents coverage, their own liability coverage.
I'm afraid that we've got a lot of people insured on a homeowner's policy that
they've now moved out
and now they're renting.
Right.
And that would be could be considered a material misrepresentation of the property.
Correct.
Because if we're not notified by that, the insurance carrier could come back and say, we weren't notified, this is now a rental house.
Right.
And they potentially could deny a claim.
Or they had it as like a secondary house for just the insured and now they're renting it. People are doing the VRBOs or the Airbnbs. We rented one this weekend when we went to Gatlinburg for our daughter's 16th birthday. You know, they need to be aware that there's all these people, there's exposure there. If someone slipped and fell or got injured or hurt, there could be some issues, and you don't want to find out when there's claim.
We've been renting it. We've had that on a VRBO. We insured one, and the I guess the guest allegedly fell through
a deck.
They were doing aerobics or something. Is that what
yoga.
It's called now?
Yoga.
I don't know what they were doing. But anyway, they crashed through the deck and it looked kind of bogus. Like,
yeah, it did.
We got a picture of the picture and it's like, I don't know. It looks like.
Yeah.
So they had cameras out there on the outside. I don't think they ever came of it, but you do need to be able to have that liability protection if you are a landlord or or you're going to be using your house as a VRBO or whatnot. Number 10, have you made any major purchases of jewelry, fine arts, and if so, what are the amounts?
Right.
So we know, because there are limitations on that as well.
Right. Sometimes you have to schedule jewelry or schedule certain items on your homeowner's policy. That's just a good thing to do if you have any like jewelry over $1,000. You need to have an appraisal, or if it was recently purchased, you can actually bring in a receipt of an engagement ring, or if it's a something for your significant other. These things are pricely, and you need to probably, of course, schedule on your policy.
Yep. So let's know about it. Okay, so we got through about 10 of the questions of 34.
I figured that
much. So we will continue this on discussion on next show.
Right.
And thanks for listening today. Hope somebody out there listened to us and maybe thought about what we had to say. And we will be back, Lord willing, on Peace of Mind next week with Mark and Kathy Moore.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.